Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Sean Olson. Joining us now is Kevin Schoonis. He is a member of the North Dakota Corn Growers Board. And Kevin, let's talk about the crops and harvest. That seems like it's been so wet lately.
Well, yeah. So the I think the most people that had small grains, we had some barley. We did get that off early. There's some wheat around. It was a very small window to get the small grains harvested. I know that there's some around our area. The corn and soybeans and edible beans are, and sunflowers are next. And we're very saturated around here. You know, I'm at Arthur, North Dakota, 30 miles northwest of Fargo, and we don't look that we'll be harvesting maybe for another, if we keep nice weather, maybe a week to 10 days, but Mother Nature is talking about maybe another snowstorm coming in towards the end of this week, which we certainly don't need. But there are very few soybeans harvested in our area, if any. I know a neighbor has 160 acres that they've taken off, but very little bit. The corn is probably behind. It isn't, with all of our cool weather, the maturity of that isn't coming around very good. So the moisture of the corn is pretty wet, plus the ground is also saturated. So harvest is very, very slow. You know, this is the 8th of October. We'd certainly like to already have all of our soybeans off by this time, and we haven't started. So, we have to hope for some sunshine and warm weather. And if that doesn't happen, then probably the next window would be if it freezes up solid without getting too much snow on the ground. That would be our next opportunity to start harvest.
Okay. And Kevin, I wanted to talk back with you more about ethanol and E15 and all that, and how great that is to get more labeling. Because I feel like when I ask random people about ethanol and how much they know, I feel like very little is really known for the general public. Do you find that? Is that something that you're always working on or thinking about?
Oh, absolutely, Shauna. That's something that we work on continually. We have to, outreach to all of our neighbors. Because, when I go into a service station in Fargo, at probably a Petroserv that has all of the ethanol blends, and some of them are in the yellow hoses, there's nobody besides myself that's filling up with the yellow hose. We certainly need to get the story out there that our ethanol, in our fuel supply, what the RFS started out as is the Clean Air Act. We know that ethanol burns much cleaner than gasoline. We're not trying to, displace our total, gasoline, fossil fuel, because our thirst for fossil fuels is not, going to go away anytime soon. But we certainly do need to try and clean up the air, and ethanol does a great job of that.
All right, Kevin Schoonis, anything else we need to know at all here today?
The North Dakota corn growers and the national corn growers, they never stop working on these issues. And North Dakota corn growers has an ethanol program that they're running right now. And so is national corn growers, and we're certainly working on that. I guess another part of the announcement is if we could get so the same equipment that handles E10 is certified for E15, that would go a long way too. And I know from working on that the equipment is actually, capable of handling the higher blends of ethanol at E15. So if we could get that certification, that would go a long way in the retailers being able to handle more ethanol in their fuel supply.
Kevin Schoonis, former president of the National Corn Growers Association. This is Ag Central.